Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Endocrinologist Professor Mary Ryan is with me here on Lunchtime Live today to chat about testosterone. It's something we all have, Mary.
Women, I think, lovely to talk to you, by
you
the
too.
Way. Yeah, I think men and women have it. I think we always associate with men, but I think now we're realizing, people know actually, even though we have lower testosterone concentrations than men, it's actually the most abundant biologically active hormone in a woman's body. Can you believe that?
Yes.
So that's never been told, but it's true. But it's really important for men and women. It helps bone health, so it stimulates bone growth. It maintains your bone density. It also promotes lean muscle mass and overall strength in men and women. It regulates libido, the sex drive in men and women, and also the sexual arousal in both genders. And what it's really important for is mental clarity, motivation, emotional stability. Everyone's ticking boxes there, I can see it.
Yeah.
And also helps with cardiovascular health. So I suppose the big thing though I want to get across is that in men, what men need to know who are listening in their cars or from wherever they're working, is that fat cell accumulation around the tummy actually converts there's an enzyme called aromatase, which converts the testosterone to estradiol, which is why men's testosterone go down. And it's one of the most common causes why we see men coming into our clinics with low testosterone, because they've got abdominal obesity and they don't realise that the fat around their abdomen is actually
converting.
Yeah, it does. So it's basically totally changing the ratio of the estrogen to the testosterone, and it causes, you know, sexual dysfunction and as a result. So we often, what we would do is we'd up their testosterone because it might be down at 8.7, really the lower limit of normal, but we'd say you've got to get the weight off as well. And once we do, we can stop the testosterone. But a lot of men don't realise that. We see loads of them come in, and that abdominal obesity is causing them harm because it's reducing the active amount of testosterone as well, because it lowers the protein that carries the testosterone, the SHBG, and also the abdominal obesity basically stops the production of testosterone as well, interferes with the pituitary gland. So the abdominal obesity enzyme is just very, very active, and we just need to get that message across to men.
Talk to me about the levels. So we as women have roughly what's the makeup of testosterone that we have?
Okay, so we have a very low amount compared to, so in adult women, our level is 0.29 to 1.67 if you're going nanomoles per litre, which is what we use in Ireland. In men, it's 8.7 to 29 nanomoles for men. So in men, we want it up, but usually around 12, 13, around that. If it's too high, we might get, you know, increased red cell production. We don't want that. We just want it right where it's effective. In women, it's a very important hormone as well. And when we see this is around menopause, the testosterone can go low. And it's one of the things we now add into the HRT regime if they're on estrogen and progesterone. There's no point adding it in unless they're on estrogen, because it doesn't work effectively. But if they're the HRT, which is the estrogen progesterone, we always do the baby dose testosterone. Women only need a pea size amount every single day. If they overdo it, they get the side effects, which is there, which is what they don't want. But the pea size, usually on the inner thigh or the top of the thigh, once a day really helps with their brain fog. Is the big one, really helps with that, helps with
so
motivation.
Your testosterone affects your brain fog basically,
yeah,
in
hugely.
Women.
Yeah, we've huge women, like everyone's on but libido. But women will come in and say, since you added in that testosterone, the mental clarity I have is fantastic. Mm. Really, the brain fog has left it.
Because anecdotally, you sort of hear testosterone described as kind of the sex hormone. But actually, it affects much more than that.
Much more than that. And I think that's what we're finding about hormones. These were never really studied up to this. And now we're, for men and women, we're saying that, hang on, we need to do this. Because if man has obesity or type 2 diabetes, which is the other thing that affects testosterone in men, you know, once we get these under control, then their levels come back to normal. And then all their core, like bone health, sexual health, mood, also comes back to normal. So I think it's about getting the right information out there and teaching them to help themselves as well. As well as us helping them, but let's educate them to help themselves as well.
Is it just that we know so little about our testosterone, or is it that there's just more research and we're finding out now more about it and how it works and dominates?
Yeah, I think it's only been in the last few years. There was, you know, erectile dysfunction has always been there in men with type 2 diabetes. And once we get it controlled, they do very well. But obviously adding in the Viagra, and if they've low testosterone, correcting all those elements really, really helps. And you remember George Hook came out and was very, you know, came out and told his story, which was lovely because it brought more men forward. But now not only are we investigating men, but we're also looking at women because they also need testosterone. And it often can fall in menopause because the adrenal, so it's really important to get that balance right. Now, sometimes the adrenal glands take over because they produce androgens, which convert into estrogen and testosterone, but often don't provide enough. So that's where you have to go in with the baby dose. And you see a marked difference. And again, I suppose all this area in men and women was totally under-researched. And now we're focusing on it, Andrina, which is about time.
Yeah,
you know?
So and it's interesting because I can even see some of the texts coming in and that around people on HRT, and we'll get to those maybe, Mary, in a moment. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. But I suppose for all of us, men or women, our testosterone levels will obviously affect us in different way as we age. Like there's changes, I suppose, to different stages of life.
Totally. And suppose this is what we're saying, you know, keep the diet healthy, get rid of the abdominal obesity in men and women, because as I said, the fat cells are very metabolically active and they do interfere with the production of estrogen and up the estradiol. So we don't want that in men, because you're inhibiting the active testosterone, and also you're reducing the amount of protein that carries testosterone in the blood. So there's a lot of bad effects from abdominal obesity as well as getting type 2 diabetes. So we're sort of encouraging people, you know, take personal responsibility for eating healthy. You know, really keep your diet and your weight where it should be. That's number one. And number two, then, if you're a man and you're tired and you're exhausted and you're feeling a little under the weather and you know you're doing everything else right, get your testosterone checked as well as your other bloods checked and your thyroid, because your testosterone might be low. One of the main symptoms is tiredness, fatigue. That might be it. And it's very easy to treat it. And in those men that have abdominal obesity, you treat it until they lose the weight and then you can pull it away because they don't need it anymore, but in some they might need it for longer.
56-year-old woman, female listener Mary on HRT, says that her doctor said her levels are too high, must be testosterone levels too high to prescribe it. My libido and energy are gone. Any advice?
So I haven't got her levels to look, but her levels are between the 0.29 and the 1.67, I mean, she has to be treated up to at least 1.5, I would say. So I just ask her to double check her levels. In some patients, if they've underlying PCOS, they do have high androgens, so they don't need testosterone. But if her levels are low, and she might just write that down, you know, need to be up at 1.5 anyway, I would check that. The other thing I would check in her case is that an awful lot of women, like, is there an underlying thyroid? Is her estrogen being given enough? Her estradiol level should be 250. Ask for her level of estradiol to be checked in her blood sample, because that has, is she treated to target, in other words. And the other thing I would say to her is she resting enough? I find so many women, because they're in their 40s, kids, the whole works, they're overdoing it. And when you have a hormonal imbalance going on, being a man or woman, your hormone control center is tired, you've got to give it a chance to be able to regulate. It'll do its best, but a lot of women don't do that. Just keep going and expect too much of themselves. And what I often say to him is, if your daughter was in 30 years' time in this space, you'd be telling her to slow down, take it easy. So women have to start helping themselves.
I suppose for anybody with PCOS or polycystic ovarian syndrome, testosterone is something they're acutely aware of and probably know more about, better educated in it than most. This listener tells me, Mary, that their 23-year-old daughter was diagnosed with PCOS. Her testosterone levels are 2.5. She's been on some form of medication. Still very high. I'm wondering if you have any advice, or what can she do?
Yeah, so we do have a treatment called Aldactone, which we put women on. Now, first of all, there's a medication out now to help with the cysts in the ovary. So the PCOS is sort of a multifactorial approach. There's a medication we now use called metformin, to which really helps to reduce the insulin resistance and helps to reduce the weight. And that also helps with the cysts. We often add in an Anastol, which you can buy over the counter, 500 milligrams twice a day. And in addition then, if our levels are that high, I would also be adding in Aldactone, which is a treatment that actually can be used for blood pressure, but in low doses in women with PCOS, it'll bring down the testosterone. You will not give that unless she's on a birth control pill, because you do not want girls to get pregnant on Aldactone, because it affects male fertility down the road. But it's one of those drugs that really will bring it down for her. But in her case, I would be doing healthy eating, and I'm sure she is, because her body is working against the bad insulin. Be on the medication to get the bad insulin down. That'll get rid of the cysts. Take the Anastol, she can get that over the counter, and then get her on the Aldactone until we get on top of the whole thing.
And just finally, how do you go about getting your testosterone tested?
So your GP will do it. Serum, just request testosterone on a serum blood. So when you're getting your regular bloods, then just check, you know, ask for serum testosterone. And in a woman, ask for estradiol as well. If you're on HRT, you've got to be getting the estradiol checked because you want to know that you're treated to target and it has to be above 250. Some women are coming in and they're still a bit anxious. They still have the aches and pains and the anxiety and the aches and pains and the tiredness is all a sign that estrogen isn't treated to target. And then obviously you look at the testosterone as well and make sure that that's treated to target. But I can't emphasise enough, you can't just do one thing, you have to do everything.
You have to do the whole
diet, you have to get to sleep, and sleep is hard, but once you've the estrogen progesterone right, honestly, you do sleep, but you just have to pull back as well, and that's what women are not doing.
People very interested in understanding their hormones and hormonal health, and I can tell that, Mary, by the number of texts even coming in today. We'll have to get you back again to further chat to us about many other aspects of this. For the moment though, Professor Mary Ryan, endocrinologist based in Limerick, thanks so much for joining us here in Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.